Morning Show. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock, Hunter, morning. Coolio, and his crazy braided hair.
Yeah.
Love it.
Did your mom ever braid your hair up back in the day?
No, I used to do a buzz
cut.
No, it was a buzz cut every single time. That's what I got. Dad sat me and my brother down in a chair, and he would buzz cut us in the kitchen, just right there. Easy peasy.
My dad would take us to the barber, and he'd make us get the Princeton. You remember what you ever heard of a Princeton?
The Princeton, is that like the high and tight flat top right there?
No, it's not. It's kind of like that, but it's like a buzz cut, but you leave the bangs a little bit up front. I don't know what kind of a style that was, dude.
That sounds real cool. I bet you looked awesome, didn't you?
It's like a reverse rat tail, dude.
Really long bang, short all over. Yeah, that's like a reverse mullet right there. That's weird.
You know?
Right there. Looking sharp. He was doing that so people would make fun of you. I hope you know your dad was trolling you. Like, check this out.
And you just kind of comb it over. Yeah. I think it was like a 50s haircut, dude, for real.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, anyway, we are just about out of time. We could talk about our cool hairstyles all day, but we got to get to it. Your final fact and opinion, your final thoughts for today. I thought this one was kind of interesting. Pepsi was originally called Brad's Drink, and then it was renamed Pepsi Cola 5 years later.
Probably a good move.
Probably because a lot of people weren't going to the stores going, huh, Brad's Drink. That sounds tasty. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have a Jack and Brad's Drink.
Please. Could you mix it up? Yeah, it's just some guy mixing it in his tub, right? Yeah,
my name's... What, is Brad is the owner of Pepsi?
My name's Brad, and this is my drink. I mixed it in a tub, and then I put it in a bottle. Drink it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know the whole story behind it. Maybe Brad was his name, but...
It's got to be. Yeah. Right? Otherwise, why would they name it Brad's Drink?
What do you prefer? Do you prefer Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, that's your favorite?
Diet Coke's the best. I'm telling you guys, get off the regular Coke.
Yeah.
You guys out there drinking tons and tons of just regular Coke and Mountain Dews, and just get used to the diet. Trust me, it's going to be better for you in the long run.
I can't remember the last regular soda I had.
And it's not good for you at all, period.
No, exactly.
It's going to be better for you than that 76 grams of sugar and...
We're substituting the sugar for some, you know, man-made chemicals. I'm sure it's all the same. But
probably all the same. But yep. Dude, you could feel it on your teeth.
Do you ever go through days where you're like, wow, I haven't drank water in like 3 days?
No, see right here, boom, dude. I always have a mason jar full of water. That's where I get my water in the morning. And then it's booze after that, but
I've been, it's got whiskey in it, you know, but it's
at least
it's,
I feel good about myself.
At least you got the water in there. Come on now, it's got ice cubes in it. Ever since we got the big water cooler, I have been better about water. But man, there's times where I'm like, geez, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be drinking like 5 times more glasses of water than I am during the day.
Everybody's supposed to be drinking
more
water.
The only time I drink a lot of water is when I'm violently hungover. Then I'm like, I'm real good about it. Then I'm just, it feels good. Right. But anyway, well, there you go. So Brad's Drink on the shelves, available in stores now. Sounds like something that's in the back of some guy's trunk. He's like, oh, yeah, I do this on the weekends. I make Coca-Cola or cola products and sell it out of the trunk of my car.
I'm good, Brad. I'm good.
All right, that is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Rock 107.